This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. Miller Lite, great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. And as always, please celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
All right. Fired up like that grill today on Memorial Day.
Oh, enjoy your Memorial Day, your day off. Always a pleasure to be here in for Dan Patrick. Steve Covino, just a kid from Union, New Jersey, out here in the mean streets of L.A. That's Dickie Doodle Davis, Rich Davis, everybody. Together we form Covino and Rich.
But who cares about everybody else? You're in Sherman Oaks.
No, the mean streets of L.A., Vato Loco, forever.
Yeah.
By the way, I'm just shouting us out, Rich. Just me and you, bro.
Why is that?
Because why give the glory to anyone else?
Seems pretty selfish.
Yeah, it's kind of selfish of me, isn't it?
Because it's a team game, Covino, and I'll explain why. Danny G's here. What's up, Danny G?
I love you, Danny G.
Yeah.
Joel and Spotty
love
and
you,
Nick
Joel.
Cope, and everyone's hanging.
What
now,
up, though?
This is an ensemble effort. Yeah. This is a show.
This sounds like your farewell speech you started to give on last week's afternoon show.
I know.
It's
I retired.
Like, I want to thank this person and that person and this person. And we were like, Covino, are you retiring?
Yeah, are you walking away?
I was retiring last week.
Yeah, come on, man.
Again,
you're
Spotty.
Like Calvin Johnson, you're in your prime, bro. What are you walking away?
Spot is here on the videos at Covino and Rich. You know, we try to stay interactive. We try to have fun. My point is, it takes a team effort to do this, right? Yeah.
Like most things.
A team effort. So you can't let the narrative be that, yo, Rich Davis is the guy running this show. Hey, Steve Covino's the star of the show. Like, it's not that. It is a team effort. It is a show. And I do find Michael Jordan at fault for one thing, for letting that become the narrative. He hasn't been the guy saying he was the greatest. He hasn't been the guy saying he was the team, but he did sort of let that sort of build throughout the years because we've glorified it as such. And I don't often see him say, wait, hold on, stop, because I would have never won it out without X, Y, and Z. You know, he let it be the narrative, and it works for him, works for his brand. I don't know if I blame him, but when you hear how Scottie Pippen feels, you have to ask yourself.
Scottie always feels and sounds a little butthurt. And
is
like
it sour grapes or
sour,
truth,
yeah,
though, Rich?
Sour grapes, and he just feels like, I don't know. Just play it again, Danny G, if you don't mind. Scottie Pippen, at first we were like, yo, is this real? Is this AI? Is this some voiceover? No, Scottie Pippen talking about MJ.
LeBron will be the greatest statistical guy to ever play the game of basketball. And there's no comparison to him. None. So does that make him the greatest player to ever play the game? I'll leave that out for debating because I don't believe that there's a great player because our game is a team game and one player can't do it. Like, I seen Michael Jordan play before I came to play with the Bulls. You guys seen him play. He's a horrible player. He was horrible to play with.
Damn.
He was all one-on-one.
Damn.
He's shooting bad shots.
Oh, snap.
And all of a sudden, we become a team and we start winning. Everybody forgot who he was.
You know,
doesn't it seem like there's a hint of truth to that, even though We all wanted to be like Mike growing up. We all think of him as the greatest. You could see where he's coming from. Well, to him, that's just his teammate. And he couldn't have done it without Scottie Pippen and everybody else.
It's not the tired debate of who's the greatest. Michael Jordan's the greatest. We all agree. But we do forget sometimes. Like I said, Joe Montana. We forget how many times Montana got knocked on his ass by the Giants defense, or how many times, like I said, the Vikings or Redskins back then stopped the Niners in their tracks come the postseason. You know, Chicago Bears with that defense. Joe Montana wasn't invincible. And even as a Niners fan, there are times where people make it seem like Joe Cool never lost, right? Michael Jordan failed to get past the first round of the playoffs his first 3 years. And then with Pippen, 3 years in a row, the Detroit Pistons. Joel, I know you remember that, being a Detroit Pistons fan.
And even without Jordan, though, they still played well.
And then when he stepped away, we thought the Bulls were going to stink. They made it to the playoffs the year without him. And then when he came back at the very end, you know, they lost against the Magic that year. But it wasn't like when LeBron left Cleveland, that team stunk.
Exactly. That's a huge difference. So, showing that he had a solid support system and solid team around him.
But if Scottie believed that they really were a team back then, why'd he get mad about when the play wasn't called for him?
Yeah, that is true. You did notice that. He wanted the play call for him in key spots sometimes. I look at it this way. It's a team sport no matter how you look at it. There's only one time in my life I've seen one guy carry a team in any of the four majors, and that was Madison Bumgarner in the 2014.
Yeah, that was insane.
World Series. It should be in the record books. You should see the World Series winners. And in 2014, it should say Madison Bumgarner. Then in parentheses, San Francisco Giants.
I agree with you.
It's the only time. Because honestly, all right, let's say the Celtics win tonight and go on to win the NBA Finals, right? What are we going to say? Yo, Jason Tatum got one. Yo. And you're going to start talking about the key players that now have a championship. None of them would if Derek White didn't do a little tipping.
Right.
So how is it everyone plays
like
their
Pippen,
part?
Bro. You need
That's
that
why
guy.
I say I believe the coming out real party, and it's against my own team, but LeBron's coming out party against the Pistons where he just said, okay, he put them on his back and carried the Cavaliers not only past us, but he just kept on soaring, man, and the dude never stopped.
It's wild to think that there were years where LeBron James made it to the finals with a cast of nobodies. But you know what? Hey, no one's going to have that tired Jordan-LeBron debate. It's just interesting
So who's going to come back years from now and tell us that they were on the team with LeBron and he really was garbage?
Yeah, do you think the money still bothers Scottie Pippen?
I think it's a different narrative. I really do.
Do you think Scottie still sort of like deep down inside has resentment about how he got like such a bunk contract?
And
of course,
Jordan's son with his ex-wife.
Can we keep in mind, too, that Michael Jordan's son is banging his ex-wife?
Yeah.
I mean, that's got to be. That's sort of like, not only is Scottie Pippen
think about it if you were on that team and one dude was glorified getting all the credit for all those championships, how you would feel about it. I think we all agree with the message. We just don't like the messengers. Yeah.
Covino has talked to me privately about his contract, Rich.
Yes.
And I don't believe I'm going to come out with a tell-all book on how you got a better contract than Covino.
Oh, no way.
For Jordan to do that in the movie, that was told to him in confidence. Yeah. Or he learned that in confidence. And he brought it. I think that's where Pippen said, okay, I'm great. You know what? No holes barred.
So again, we ask you, Fox Sports Radio Nation, 877-99 on Fox. When you hear Scottie Pippen say things like that, you know, Jordan was a horrible player. We know that's not true. But again, he says that he had a one-on-one game. No one thought of him as the greatest until the team became a team, until they started winning. Huh? Sour grapes are truth to that. You know, let us know. It's a little of both, I would say.
Well, you know, Michael Jordan hit a stride in his career where he won three in a row, stepped away, came back, won three in a row again. Until he won that first one, the narrative, we forget because we were like young and it's such old news. There was a narrative where it was like, can Michael Jordan get to that next level? He was starting to get the reputation of a guy that, well, could he get to that next level? Imagine now, 6 years is a long time. Three, and then three without Pippen, then three with Pippen. He didn't win one until 90-91. So just throw it when you throw it.
That's where I claim him to be the greatest. Two three-peats.
That's pretty impressive.
It's amazing. But, you know, there's perspective, too. Everybody has their own perspective of what the truth is. If anyone's ever been in a relationship, you know there's your side, there's her side, and then there's the truth, right?
That's true.
So that's Scotty's perspective. Hey, that was my teammate.
Yeah, I don't believe you or your ex-wife. It's probably somewhere in the middle.
It's probably
you left
somewhere
out the
in the
AI
middle.
Side. Remember, now we're adding this into our relationship.
Or the AI side.
Or it could be completely fake.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what I thought when I saw this. Plus, the video quality was bad. It's like Scotty was sitting in the dark. So you couldn't really see if his lips were matching up with the words. I'm like, this is fake, right?
Yeah. And so I'm like,
why would he say all this?
It was on like the original prototype of Skype or something.
I mean, he was in Arkansas somewhere looking at a Michael Jordan somewhere saying he's horrible.
Yeah. Hey, you know, it's just an interesting take from Scottie Pippen all these years later. And you're right, between the ex-wife and between the money, there's probably a lot of reasons why he's
but
not
like...
But
it's also perspective, though. Again, we glorify things. We don't know the truth. Like, I'll give you like I'm just trying to take it out of sports for a minute. Like Danny G, who's the leader of Wu-Tang? Who's the leader?
That would be RZA.
You would think so? I would think most people would say Method Man.
Well, right. They did a docu-series, and they didn't agree.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, RZA is the one who put it all together.
Right. But my point is, they wouldn't have been the Wu-Tang Clan without every one of those guys. To them, Method Man was just another guy. That was just another rapper in our group. But we visualize it. We glorify it like, yo, that was Method Man and the Wu-Tang Clan. That's not the truth. You know, the Bulls were a team. It wasn't just Michael Jordan.
It could be Wu-Tang. It could be a boy band. It could be everyone has their role on the team.
So how do you think those dudes feel, though?
And
like, when they're like, yeah, everyone thinks of Method Man, but we were all in it together. He just got a little more shine than us. But, yo, I was just as good as that dude. He just had maybe one more hit, but I was the guy. I was the backbone. You know, Scottie Pippen may feel the same way, and it's understandable. The dude was great. It's just, it sounds like sour grapes coming from him. Someone else should be saying that sort of stuff for him.
Contracts reveal your true feelings on relationships.
How so?
So that's what Scottie Pippen is mad about.
Oh, yeah, contract. Looking back. Yeah, looking
and so
back.
In Wu-Tang, we start looking at who's the writer, who's the producer, who's the arranger. And wait a minute, your money is bigger than my money?
Yeah, that's usually how things go a little sour. The revelations about money.
Sour grapes.
We know Covino can relate to relationships contracts.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Truth.
That's the truth. And that is the truth. So, well, again, there's the perspective of each side, the truth, and is it AI or not? Thank you, Joel. You're right. Yeah.
And yeah, you know what? Tonight when we're watching, just to keep that in mind, when we're watching tonight, realize that this Game 7 is about team. Jimmy Butler can't do it all. On his own.
The Celtics wouldn't have done it without their role players, clearly.
I mean, the narrative today would be like, man, like Jason Tatum and these guys couldn't get, the coach might be on the hot seat. One little tip in, a heads up hustle play by Derek White extends this series.
Exactly.
And, you know, Derek White gets the props in that moment. But if the Celtics go on to win the NBA Finals, I think those little moments of team.
Because it is a team. Know. It is. This isn't tennis. This isn't boxing. It's not fighting.
It's not bowling.
Exactly. That's the difference.
So you
could see how some of the teammates could be a little sour about it. And that's Pippen's truth.
Let me mix it up with a dumb thought that you had about my barbecue yesterday. Then we'll get to some...
A dumb thought or the truth?
Some baseball, some basketball.
Oh, no.
Some Aaron Rodgers dancing to Taylor Swift.
People are going to make it sound like I'm ungrateful. I'm not. I had a great time at Rich's Cookout. He's a great host. He welcomes people. He welcomes people's
doggies.
Did you
take any food home?
I did not. But again, he welcomes not only, you know, you and, you know, my sister came. Hey, bring your dogs.
Did she take any food home?
She may have. I don't know. That's my sister's style.
Well, now I know next time I have a cookout, Joel comes, he's bringing food home.
I'm bringing Tupperware, that's right.
Joel brings his own Tupperware for the doggy bags.
Why are these to-go containers?
That's a compliment to the cook.
Yeah, it's not a bad idea, Joel.
No, he just goes in the pantry and starts taking things.
It's like, you know how they always say, don't come empty-handed? Does it count if you just bring your own Tupperware for the leftovers?
Yeah,
bring ice and Tupperware.
Does it leave empty-handed? Spot. It helped a lot. Spot did a lot of the Spot did some grilling.
Took over the grill.
Now,
but you had permission from
Rich. Yeah, I said Spot
can take food home. He cooked it.
Spot loves the grill, and I was entertaining, talking to a bunch of people, and Spot's a guy that's like, he wants to do it. And I'm like, well, I'm not so passionate about it. If you want to do it,
Love it.
You know, go ahead, man. If Spotsy guy wants to put a special glaze on the ribs,
yeah.
I'm like, have at it. Oh, Married, do your thing.
Did you have a spray bottle with your initials on it?
Oh, you know it.
With a little lemon in it?
Yes. Well, a lot of
wearing
people,
an apron. A lot of
just
people,
an apron.
Just an apron.
You got an apron on?
Yeah, just the apron.
But nothing underneath, Joel. He just wears just an apron.
A baby boy apron.
Cheeks hanging out. All right, so I want to just tell, just before Covino has his little boy complaint, I want to just tell you what we had. We had marinated chicken, carne asada, ribs, cheeseburgers, street corn dip, guacamole, pasta salad, a variety of like desserts and cookies and cakes. But Covino's like, you didn't have what?
You didn't have any sides. And it's not the first time. You know, you got to keep that in mind. It's not the first time I went to Rich's house, okay? Been to Rich's house a bunch of times. He's always a great host. He never has sides.
But one in particular. One in particular.
He says he doesn't believe in it. But he doesn't have baked beans at any cookout or barbecue ever. It's not that I need an array of sides. Like, hey, man, where's your broccoli bites?
I should have had corn
on
the cob.
So it's just meat?
I should have had
it's
corn on the cob.
It's always just meat.
Nice potato salad. Yeah. Nice.
I love you, Rich.
He has no sides, and he says, I'm the guy complaining. I'm like, well, dude, you're having people over. You're feeding us. Why am I there just with meat, and I can rarely find a utensil? That's another complaint.
Uh-oh.
So I'm eating meat with my hands like a savage.
Or he wants you to eat with fingers.
Oh, yeah. And I love times. It. By the way, the food? Great. High-quality meats. We use butcher.
Well, now we know. Next time Covino comes over, he could bring some plastic forks, and he could bring
some mac and cheese.
He could bring a little mac and cheese or something.
But why? But if you need sides, then why don't you say, hey, make sides? It's not like I came empty-handed. My girlfriend made cookies.
Ongoing.
She brought cookies, right? This dude never has sides, never has baked beans.
Slaw, a nice coleslaw.
Ever, though.
You could have ran to Kentucky Fried and got some something.
So you're giving us like we're cave people just eating meat. Like, oh.
Is there dessert?
Yeah, there's cookies and stuff like that.
But the question is, it's a dumb one. Baked beans. Covino said every barbecue or cookout he's ever been to has had beans. Now, I do think
I'm from Jersey in our stupid Jersey cookouts, grilling. It's not even a real barbecue. We have beans.
Corn on the cob was a fail. I saw corn on the cob as I was walking out of the supermarket. I'm like, I should have brought.
Yeah,
we had like 20 people over.
What,
so I'm like,
What entree do you ever prepare without a side? If you get a Hungry Man TV dinner,
did
you
even have
a side.
Ruffles? Any chips?
Oh, yeah, chips and guac.
That's not a side, though. That's like
an appetizer.
Part of the
we cut up a tri-tip and we had nachos.
Some sides?
We had we did nachos with steak nachos essentially. That was sort of an appetizer tip.
No
appetizer.
Mashed potatoes, no corn, no broccoli, no vegetables, no baked beans.
You need some mash to dip the tri-tip
beans,
into.
Dude. Yeah, I simplified it. I wasn't asking for what are those little fart bombs we like?
Sorry, what?
Those little fart bombs that we eat all the time that used to be gross. Brussels sprouts.
Oh.
I wasn't saying, hey, Rich,
where are you going with this?
Where are your little Brussels? I wasn't being specific or particular about my side choices.
Okay,
I was like,
Covino,
dude,
where does all of your blame go? Strictly on Rich? Or is there a little question you might have to ask the cook?
No, on Rich all the way, because it's every time. This isn't the first time.
Deflect this to me? Not a chance.
Rich doesn't believe in sides.
So I realize I'll accept ownership that I need to. A lot of times I'll have corn on the cob. I love a little. Who doesn't love corn on the cob? Sweet corn this time of year. However,
I like corn.
I do like corn.
I like turtles. If I was cooking, I would have been like, okay, what sides you want me to prepare?
That's it. And I'm not even being that picky. A can of bush beans.
But I'm thinking, like, is it? Do you think beans are a standard, guys? Because
yes.
I feel like
yes.
I think yeah. really.
Yeah.
See,
I make them in a crock pot. They're fantastic.
You don't even got to go all that length, man.
It's not
just
a length.
Can. Just get a can of beans.
You know how many
beans.
Cans of beans I had in the pantry? You could have just been like, yo.
Bushes?
It's a
yeah. I have like, yeah.
When do you bust them out?
I don't know.
When my kids have like hot dogs and beans.
Yeah, but if you're not going to bust them out when you got company over eating barbecue or grilling, whatever you want to call it, then when do you eat them?
Stevie likes beans.
Give us the
Stevie?
Menu one more time, please.
Oh, we had marinated
just
chicken.
Just meat.
Marinate, yeah, honestly.
Just meat.
I was like a meat lover's fest now that I think about it.
But that's you're always like radicchio, just meat.
Yeah, marinated
grill
chicken.
Grill is full of meat.
Marinated chicken. We had carne asada, like a nice skirt steak marinated. We had ribs, a big rack of ribs. We had cheeseburgers. Oh, I forgot in the beginning, we did lemon pepper shrimp on skewers.
Look at that.
So
there.
Like, we had.
Hors d'oeuvres.
Yeah, you know what? I had all the fixins. I had none of the fixins. I had all the entrees.
877-99 on Fox. Beans mandatory.
You just realized it. Some rice would have been good with
rice.
The Steelers.
Yeah. There you go.
Hey, Covino, I think Rich has got it.
I think Rich is allergic to sides.
I think next time, you know, you've prepared me. However, I'm still torn on if beans are. You guys are all saying beans are automatic. I guess I got to go with all you guys.
I know how it sounds as the guest. I wasn't complaining. Now that we bring it to the forefront, I'm just saying, yeah, you got to have that stuff. So do you agree or disagree?
Oh,
when you're getting ready for your cookout, your barbecue today, are you getting beans?
You got to get the corn on the cob, though.
And by the way, he argues me and says that not everybody eats beans. I'm like, dude, everybody has beans at their barbecue. He argues with me off the air like I'm the crazy guy.
Beans and corn on the cob, that was the easy way out.
The side, I failed on the sides a little, but you know what? That is a good reminder because a lot of people grilling today, Joel. Not everyone did it yesterday. So all the people, Memorial Day, that are having a little cookout, a little grilling action today, corn on the cob, beans.
And silverware.
And silverware.
Yeah.
Oh, and here's the other question.
You
got to
have the game on, too, later today.
Because I will ask because... Everyone will, a polite guest, and I'm not saying Covino's not a polite guest, but most guests will say, what could I bring? And I never know what to say because I'm always like, I don't know, I'll bring some drinks
next
if you want.
Say sides.
Maybe I'll tell everybody, babe, bring sides.
Because if you're very courteous and very gracious with your welcomings and your meats, but if people ask, say, hey, bring some mac and cheese.
Yeah, and
bring some.
Potato salad.
Potato side salad. Is like a reflection of that person. Like everyone has their side that they love. That they're bringing a piece of themselves to you to share.
So you're saying I'm an empty person?
Yeah, he's calling you a meathead.
That's what he's saying. You're a meathead.
You're a meathead.
It's just meat, and I'm eating with my fingers. So anyway, I mean, very tasty, very good time. Are beans, and Stevie likes beans, don't you, Stevie?
You do, Stevie.
I do. Are they mandatory for your barbecue today?
4th of July, I'm giving you all the beans you want.
Nice.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Are you already plotting?
I'm already, sorry.
Already plotting?
I'm going to start cooking them now.
All right, well, hey, we are live from the Mercedes-Benz Studios. Covino and Rich in for Dan Patrick, and intelligence runs in the family. Apparently, sides don't. Innovation runs in the family. Extraordinary runs in the family. The Mercedes-Benz range of SUVs. Every member is waiting to impress. Learn more at MBUSA.com. That's MBUSA.com. We'll take your feedback, your phone calls next at 877-99 on Fox at Covino and Rich. We'll talk more barbecue. We'll talk some NBA finals in a couple days. Who's winning tonight? Who awaits?
And we have the Brodown Showdown if we have time.
Can't wait. More next right here on FSR.
This is Steve Covino.
And Rich Davis.
And together, we are Covino and Rich.
Covino and Rich.
Thanks, buddy. That's right. Covino and Rich, Fox Sports Radio's newest hit show. Heard weekdays from 5 to 7 Eastern, 2 to 4 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Every Covino and Rich show is available as a podcast. Just search Covino and Rich wherever you get your podcasts and subscribe.
I'm such a rockin' dude.
The show features our unique take on sports, injected with some fun, humor, and relatability.
Listen to Covino and Rich 5 days a week on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Covino and Rich, give me a hell yeah!
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play, you've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know, I mean, even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
If I could eat bacon for every meal, I think I would. I don't think I would. Breakfast, lunch, dinner, snacks, brunch. My love for bacon is no joke. my wife, who I love as much as bacon, says I would even put bacon in cereal if I could.
You know, I thought that I knew what good bacon was. Turns out, nope, I was wrong. Because then I tried Wright brand bacon, and honestly, I was speechless. And you know, it takes a lot to get me speechless, Paulie. But it was mind-blowing how good it was. And now here I am, a man that's been eating bacon his whole life, like it's his job, and I've never tried bacon like this before.
We're talking about number one, thick-cut, flip-your-whole-world-upside-down bacon, man.
Everything from the thickness of it to how it's actually real wood smoked just makes it taste unbelievable. It's really indescribable. I can't do it justice. And you should really just try it for yourself.
Yeah, don't be average. You're better than that. Do yourself a favor and get some Wright brand bacon in you. I'm getting upset. Experience bacon the right way. Wright brand bacon.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling, only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
Welcome back to Covino and Rich. Let me reverse it. Nerg, like a flick of ram, flam, yep.
When you it's flip Covino it or reverse and it, Rich. They talk about the burgers on the grill today. Flip them. Who wants cheese, by the way? Nick Hope, you want cheese? Anyone else? Who doesn't want cheese unless you're lactose boy, Covino?
Me. I don't want cheese. I have enough with you. You're enough cheese for everybody. Covino and Rich in for Dan Patrick. Shout out to Dan Patrick, his show, The Danettes. Everyone listening, we appreciate you. Hope you enjoy your Memorial Day. Shout out to all the affiliates. Love hanging out with you. Please subscribe to our podcast. If you don't hear us normally Monday through Friday on Fox Sports Radio, search Covino and Rich. Leave a review. You qualify for a CNR on FSR. Nerf football, but always a pleasure. And again, hope you're enjoying your extended weekend.
Yeah, all the affiliates would love to be with you every day.
And saluting all the fallen troops and the soldiers, everyone out there who made a difference. We appreciate you. Enjoy the day.
You know, we're talking about barbecue sides and how that's what I was lacking yesterday. We had everything from chicken to steak to ribs to burgers to shrimp skewers. We had everything except the proper sides, and T-Dog wants to weigh in Nashville. What's up, T-Dog? What's up?
Yo, what's up, fellas? My first time calling, but I had to call in on this show, man. I'm listening to this, and what'd you say y'all brought to the barbecue? Cookies or something like that?
Yeah, Covino brought cookies.
My girlfriend made cookies. I didn't bring cookies. She just made them for dessert.
That's awesome. I appreciate your girlfriend, and I bet she crushes cookies. But, man, you said he's done this every single time, and I mean, did you listen to that heavenly array of carne heaven that he just laid out there?
Yes.
That was amazing,
but
right?
But there's never sides.
And I said
specifically
balance.
Beans. That's all. Where were the beans?
Bro, how many years? What he's trying to politely say is, hey, yo, I got the meat. Y'all bring the sides.
Yes, Stevie. Come up with a little bowl of beans.
I got the meat. He's got the meat.
Bring me some beans, because I'm laying this heavenly array out for you. Bro, just bring a macaroni and cheese.
Yeah, but he doesn't say that. Don't you expect that when you go to someone's house?
Even if you stop at El Pollo Loco, get a big thing of mac and cheese. Stop at, I don't know.
All right, Rich Arby's Davis. He's got the meats. Everyone else has to bring the sides. But he doesn't make that clear. You're going there assuming he has, at the minimum, beans or something.
All right. Thank you, T-Dog. Let's say what's up to Greg in Florida. You're on with Covino and Rich. In for DP today. What's up, Greg?
Hey, guys. Here it is. Beans are essential. No doubt about it. I got the Celtics finishing the job tonight. And here's my five word answer to the whole team thing.
Yeah.
Bird, McHale, Johnson, Ainge, Parrish.
Yeah, it's not just it's never one guy. You're right. It's never one dude. And that's why you got to say, like, even if the Celtics somehow find a way to win tonight and go on to win the whole thing, we'll always have to look back and say, if it wasn't for Derek White's little tip.
Before DJ got there, Bird was garbage. He was horrible.
No, that's what Pippen's saying about Jordan, though.
Yeah.
You know, and we don't know that to be true.
But
it seems like there's some truth to it, right? Jordan was more of a one-on-one guy. He wasn't a great team player until they became a
team. Until they learned to be a team.
Until they learned to be a team. Yet we glorify it like he was the only dude.
We make it seem like Michael Jordan never lost. That's my only complaint. Anytime people have these tired, dumb, old-school Jordan-LeBron arguments, my only thing that I always hate is that people make it seem like Michael Jordan never lost. And he did an awful lot of losing with a hell of a lot of winning later on.
If it really is a team sport, though, look at it from the other angle. You always say this to me. The star player always gets the flack. So is that fair?
Oh, that's true. Yeah, on the flip side.
On the flip side.
Jordan would probably get most of the heat.
That's sort of...
That's a good point.
That's sort of the price you pay.
If usually they get the most money.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
with
right.
that comes...
Money!
You know, more money, more complaining all around you.
Yeah. Well, hey, talking about winners, talking about big-time people. We will take the rest of your phone calls, by the way. Love the feedback here on CNR. But Danny, you're a big Raiders fan. And we, of course, talk a hell of a lot about Tom Brady. Fascinating guy. When you talk about greatness, we could all agree. Joel, I know you're a big TB12 fella.
Thought we were done.
The greatest.
Spot, you thought the Tom Brady was in the rear view.
I was so happy.
Nope.
Like, oh, God.
Yeah, you were thinking broadcasting. You were thinking Raiders ownership.
Ladies and gentlemen, you have no idea how many times I've typed the words Tom Brady into a podcast description.
He's taken. He's done for the year. He's like taking a break.
By the way, you know who retired the term GOAT? Do you know where that came from? Danny G. You might know this because you're a big hip-hop fan, too.
LL Cool J.
LL Cool J coined the term, Rich. He popularized it.
I was unaware of that.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, he came out now the GOAT, greatest of all time.
But does he bring sides to the...
LL Cool J? Absolutely has baked beans too.
He would have brought some collard greens.
Yeah, for
He'd
sure.
He'd be licking his lips at all the meat that I've had.
LL loves him.
Now, when you talk about Tom Brady, we all know, you know, the ownership role with the Raiders now. There's this new story emerging. Nick Cope, I know... You touched on it, I'm sure, in updates over the past days. And Danny G, you're a Raiders fan, so I'm sure your fingers to the pulse of every Raiders update.
Been following it closely.
This Jimmy G may never play a game as a Raider narrative. Is this nonsense? Are we over-exaggerating this, Nick?
No, I don't think so. I mean, look at Jimmy G's injury history, right? I mean, this guy just struggles to stay healthy. I have the list right here. If you want me to run through it, I don't have to. But we can.
No. Give it to me. But quickly. The story today is that the foot injury is more serious than anyone ever thought, and he's yet to have passed like a proper physical.
And let's take that for a second, Danny, because as a Niners fan, there was the storyline of maybe he'd be back for the playoffs, which meant that was never going to be the case. Because if he's still not all right now, there was a moment where you're like, if Brock Purdy could get them
to the... If they won the NFC Championship game, that maybe he would have been available in the Super Bowl.
Exactly.
Right. And this is all making sense now because, remember, the Raiders were going to introduce him at their headquarters, and it got delayed. And everybody was like, what's going on? Why the delay? And they never really came out and explained why, but everybody, the rumors were it had to do with the physical. And that's exactly what went down, Nick.
Yeah. He's had a tough time staying healthy. He had an ACL. He's had ankles that have cost him the end of seasons. Remember, the Niners probably would have traded him last offseason if not for that late shoulder surgery he got in the offseason. Ended up working out well for the Niners for the most part until in early December he got the foot injury.
So he finds himself always on the sideline. Now, we assumed, wow, handsome Jimmy G finds his way to Vegas. New start. He's a winner. You could say lateral move from Derek Carr, but what he may lack in the skill set of a Derek Carr, Jimmy G brings a winning attitude. He brings a vibe. The locker room always has his back. Everyone loves Jimmy Garoppolo. But now the storyline is perhaps Tom Brady's not done.
Man.
Is there, again, truth to this? It's sort of lining up where it does make sense.
Spot, like, what are the odds? There's odds out now?
The current odds, they have a list of possible or potential quarterbacks, and Tom Brady is at the top with 2-1 odds.
Because think about it.
For him to be the starting quarterback
next season. If
Jimmy
G's not ready, hasn't passed the physical yet, it appears now, since Tom Brady's involved with minority ownership of the Raiders, that, oh, he's coming to save the day. It's not necessarily like, I'm coming out of retirement.
Right.
It's like, well, hey, now that I'm involved, I'm doing what's best for the team. I guess I got to play. That's the way I'm looking
at it.
Oh,
he's playing savior, not like, I'm coming. Oh, he's not coming back in the sense of like, I'm unretiring. It's like, I own this team. I got to do what's best.
I got to protect the team. I got to protect my investment.
That's the way it looks.
For Jimmy G to earn his money from the contract, he'd have to be on the roster 2 days after the season is done. So, you know, that's where the Raiders could cut ties, or Jimmy G played, and so he got on the field and everything is fine. But yeah, obviously the first rumors that hit the internet fast and quick were, oh, Tom Brady's going to be the savior. But it's interesting because we talked about this back when the rumors were that Brady was going to buy a little piece of the team from Mark Davis. And we wondered out loud, how does that affect his broadcasting career with Fox?
Yep.
And we came to find out from Dan Beyer that, remember, you can't be an active owner. In other words,
he'd have to be a passive. He'd have to be like a silent partner, essentially.
Exactly. And I asked Nick this morning, how does it affect quote-unquote owner if you're on the field also, because you are directing the team to wins or losses?
Player?
Yeah.
I'm the player owner.
But Nick, I guess the NFL would have to vote on this, right?
Yeah. So Jeff Darlington of ESPN put this out a week ago when news first surfaced that Tom Brady was entering a minority part of the ownership. NFL rules require a vote of all 32 teams to allow anyone to play while holding a financial interest in a club. So that 2-to-1 odds that Spot just mentioned, that does not line up with this rule, because what's the motivation for every other team to say, yeah, Tom Brady, go ahead and
play? Yeah, it would be in their best interest to be like, no, I vote no.
Yeah, exactly.
Just for
the
sake
last
of it.
Tom Brady we saw, yeah, play him.
Here's the thought, though. Now, I'm thinking from the financials perspective. I know, Nick, this might be another reason why owners would vote no. What if Tom Brady's ownership, if he just declined payment, which would mean, imagine instead of paying a quarterback 25 to 45 million, well, the going rate for a Brady at this stage would be, what, 30, probably 30 to 40 something million, right? Imagine if Tom Brady said, I forego my salary in my ownership role, and now the Raiders have 40 extra mil to play with the salary cap by Tom Brady doing it. That's why every other owner would say, yeah, we're not. No, nope.
But doesn't it seem like it's just oddly lining up for this to be the outcome right now?
You know,
it just seems too perfect. Like, wait
a
second.
So Brady.
Yeah, why is this all making sense? Well, and
it's
how did
sort of
we
like
not
the
see
Tuck
this happening?
Where did this come from?
Yeah, well, you know, it's funny because back in the day before he went to Tampa, when he was still on the heels of leaving New England, Dana White, I believe, was the one that said, I convinced Tom Brady to come to Vegas.
Yes.
And then it sort of all fell through. And now Dana White saying, Tom Brady in Vegas, we're going to bro. That was just the bro down. I can't wait to bro down with Brady. Dana White said, I'm going to be hanging with Tom as much as I could. He's greatness. He's a great friend. He just is a winner. And I do wonder if there's any chance you're going to see Tom Brady.
I think it all depends
on his
physical, and it depends on the truth and severity of Jimmy G's foot, right? Like, what is the scoop, the real scoop on that? Why hasn't he passed his physical?
What
is he ever going to pass the physical?
When you say,
is he going to be, who's the other option then?
When you say the foot,
yeah,
is it? Nick, the same injury that took him out in that Miami game up in the Bay Area in December, is it just that lingering injury that's just taken a longer time to repair? Is it really just...
Yes, that was a pedal foot fracture is what that was from December. So, yeah, that's the implication that thing has not healed well.
So we're talking
point.
About a guy that we thought would potentially have been healed by February.
Right.
It's now March, April, May.
And they're saying
it's
it has.
3 to 4 months later, and now we're saying... He's still not right. That's a little concerning. That's a concerning thought.
And the reason Raider Nation is really upset about all this right now, even though the Raiders were smart enough to put this clause in the contract before they introduced him to the media, who is the backup for the Raiders right now?
TB12.
Brian Hoyer.
I know.
Yeah. So would you rather have Brian Hoyer or Tom Brady? Exactly.
Brian Hoyer, Jimmy G.
5-2 odds for Brian Hoyer.
Tom Brady. These are all New England Patriot quarterbacks like 15 years ago. So hey, Covino and Rich in for the great Dan Patrick. We are live from the Mercedes-Benz studio. And your thoughts. I would love to hear what people think. There's a legit chance that Tom Brady is suited up.
And a side note, Rich.
Not in a silver and black suit, like a silver and black uniform.
Speaking of Vegas, speaking of Tom Brady, who would you rather bro it up with on a night out? Dana White or Tom Brady?
I always like to bro it up with bros who got their own money.
Yeah, well, they both do.
You know what? We'll talk about that next. Live from the Mercedes-Benz studio, Covino and Rich in for DP.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know I mean? Even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a Robot Pachinko Machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
If I could eat bacon for every meal, I think I would. I don't think I would. Breakfast, lunch, dinner, snacks, brunch. My love for bacon is no joke. My wife, who I love as much as bacon, says I would even put bacon in cereal if I could.
You know, I thought that I knew what good bacon was. Turns out, nope, I was wrong. Because then I tried Wright brand bacon, and honestly, I was speechless. And you know, it takes a lot to get me speechless, Pauly. But it was mind-blowing how good it was. And now here I am, a man that's been eating bacon his whole life, like it's his job, and I've never tried bacon like this before.
We're talking about number one, thick cut, flip your whole world upside down bacon, man.
Everything from the thickness of it to how it's actually real wood smoked just makes it taste unbelievable. It's really indescribable. I can't do it justice, and you should really just try it for yourself.
Yeah, don't be average. You're better than that. Do yourself a favor and get some Wright brand bacon in you. I'm getting upset. Experience bacon the right way. Wright brand bacon.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
It's Covino and Rich. I want to thank the Dan Patrick Show for having us
and all the
affiliates for hanging out with us. Thank you, Joel. Thank you, Danny G, Nick Cope, Spot, putting up videos as we speak at Spot Center. I'm Covino. That is Rich. And I want the world to know that before Rich met me, he was a horrible broadcaster.
Okay. Okay, Scottie Pippen.
Horrible broadcaster until we became a team. Now look at him.
Thank you, Steve.
You're a team.
Now we're a team.
Joel, did you just bring us back? Was that Stutter by Joe?
That's right.
Oh, what a random old school. That's a good song. That's a good one back in the day.
Today is
that's that Far Side remix.
Yeah, there it is. Yep. He keeps on passing. Is it she or he?
Keeps on passing me by. She keeps on passing me by.
Thank you for hanging out again at Covino and Rich. If you like what we're doing today, we do it every day on Fox Sports Radio. Just search our podcast, search Covino and Rich wherever you stream. Leave a review, qualify for a bribery ball, but definitely be part of what we're doing. Don't miss out. And
any final thought on Tom Brady?
Man, it's just really interesting, man.
I think good speculation, but I don't think he's suiting up this year. I don't think he's playing for the Raiders this year. I think it's just too – I don't think the league would approve it. I thought about this more. I was talking to
our buddy Shay and Kyrus in the kitchen were just saying how if Tom Brady said, "Yo, I'm an investor. The team's success is more important to me as an investment. You don't even need to pay me as a quarterback. They could save $40 million on the payroll, on the salary cap." But it's not going to happen. The other owners will not approve Tom Brady playing. I promise you, they want it. It doesn't suit them well.
What if he stalls the part ownership?
Oh, that
title.
See,
because that hasn't been approved by the league yet.
That's that. Now you're talking, Danny G. Yeah. So, do we see Tom Brady at Covino and Rich? Let us know if you think we've seen him play for the final time. Well, I think
what a coincidence, though. Coincidence.
Yeah. Lines up for this
he's
guy.
He's involved with the Raiders now, and Jimmy G, of all people, is Jimmy G, right? He's still suffering from that foot injury. So, who's your next option? I mean, here's a guy that's involved. Is he completely done? We'll find out.
You know, I wanted to bring up something. Danny G, they sent you the clip. I don't know if you have it. You have it?
Yeah, ready to go.
So there's a dude on, I believe, the Royals. Let me double check this guy. I don't want to get it wrong. So there's a guy on the Royals whose mom's in the stands. And I just thought this was hilarious because it just shows that no matter who you are, moms are always trying to take pictures. Vinny Pascantino.
Oh, I think I went to high school with that
kid. Oh, Vinny Pascantino.
Hey you got his brother Carmine, right?
Carmine, yeah, he got the gabagool.
Yeah, the Pascantinos.
The Pascantinos, great family. That mom makes good sauce.
Mm-hmm.
There's audio of him telling his mom, like, "Mom, stop with the phone. Take a listen.
Mom, you don't have to take pictures. There's people over here that do that.
What?
There's professionals that take pictures at games.
But I have my phone, Vinny.
I mean,
it just shows that, like, you know, you see people at concerts
still
and games.
Just little Vinny to them.
Yeah, I'm fascinated. You go to a concert or a game, and you always see everyone. Here's my rule. I just want to throw this out there on a Covino and Rich filling in for Dan Patrick show. If you're at a game or a concert, I'm going to give you a 20-second phone limit, meaning you could record the hook of your favorite song and post it on Instagram like, "I'm at the concert." Little snippet.
You think people spending all this money for Taylor Swift to not get some of the footage?
But why? There'll be better footage somewhere else, I promise you.
Course,
your iPhone
people
footage.
People want the Instagram flex.
Dude.
They want to do it for the gram, and they want their own memories in this case.
If you go to a Dodgers game.
It's the guy's mom.
You go to a Dodgers game, you know what you do? You take your phone out. If you want to post something, if that's what you want to do, one little scan to the stadium, like, "Yeah, you know, Monday night, Dodger Stadium, we're having fun." What are you filming the game for? What are you filming the concert for?
I do feel this pain because my mother, she got an iPhone, and somebody taught her how to FaceTime.
Oh.
Now my mother believes every call is a FaceTime call.
Joel, I want to see your cute little face, Joel. Well, hey, listen, just to let you know that it doesn't stop at Little League. Vinny Pasquantino of the Royals, his mom is even filming from seats right behind the dugout. She's like, "Mom, if you want to capture this, in fact, this moment is being captured."
That's so funny.
But
yeah.
Mom's like, "But I got my iPhone, Vinny."
Yeah, it's still your mom. It's still his mom.
So there you have it.
She should have said, "Well, none of those cameras are pointing at you, son."
You know what I'm going to do right after this? I'm curious if you guys think I'm a maniac or is it a good day to go?
I mean,
you're
going to
gamble your mortgage on game 7.
I'm going to put it all on Jimmy Butler over 28 and a half. What do you think? My kid's college fund on over 28 and a half, Jimmy Butler?
He's got to, yeah.
I think it will put like a hundo on
that. He's young enough where you can replenish that.
Yeah, my son's 3. I'll get back.
Yeah, get back to it.
Get that Dan Patrick money one day. So
someday.
I'm taking...
Sorry, Ben, you're going to Moorpark.
Yeah, son, you're going to community college. Dad bet on Jimmy Butler.
Just take more of Covina's contract.
No, thanks.
So after the show today, we have friends in from out of town, and we're going to go to Universal Studios to check out that new Super Mario World and the whole Jurassic area. My kids are 3 and 6, and my wife is meeting me here at the studio in T-minus 10 minutes. We're going straight there. Memorial Day, overcast here in L.A., nightmare, or you think it'll be decent?
Packed. That's my prediction.
Oh,
packed.
I hate you.
Day off in L.A.?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yo, packed. Nick Cope is like, so
not only
packed?
L.A., you got people from all over the country
packed?
Coming
packed.
Here for the extended weekend.
Oh. I'm sorry. Oh, we got to get out of here. Well, damn. All right, let me go to Universal. I'll let you know how it is.
Look at Rich just unplugged his headphones.
Man, at Covino and Rich, thank you for letting us film for Dan. We had a great time. Anything... Again, you can always hit us up. Love doing this. Until tomorrow, arrivederci, baby.
See you in the promised land.
Have a great day, everybody.
Enjoy.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, everybody. Game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces. Like, there was the hat. There was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the... I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know, I mean, even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
The utterly inspired all-electric EQE sedan from Mercedes-Benz. With hundreds of customizable comfort settings inside the cabin, it's the EV that recharges you. The vehicle is all electric. The feeling is all Mercedes. Learn more at mbusa.com/EQE.